Rirukim has a hora in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'yamar shemelai kum reid meher mizek kishechesamcho." So the question is, what is the maher over here about? Why is it, you know, that he has to go down quickly? So one, you could argue that he doesn't right to stay in Shemayim anymore, because his whole schus to be in Shemayim is because of the godless of Klai Yisrael, and Klai Yisrael has done something wrong, therefore he has to leave. But maybe he suggests a different explanation. The Bereshim says to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, "Amazavahine amksha erefu." The same thing Pasuk in Pasuk Shmoyis, Sor Mehermin Derchshes Tivisim, Asul Lehem Masecha. And then it continues. It says that now leave me alone, and I'm going to destroy them. So you see from the psukim, the supporter points out that the siba for the destruction of Klal Yisrael wasn't the chet, but rather it was the chet in conjunction with the fact that Klal Yisrael was an am kshei erif. What's the kud of am kshei erif? That they turn their strong neck, and they turn their back, i.e., to the people when somebody gives them techocha. So they're a nation which cannot accept direction and techocha, and therefore I don't see a solution for them to do a real tshuva and correct themselves. Therefore, I have to destroy them. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu says that the churban of the chet the egel wasn't the chet itself, is that Klal Yisrael is not able to respond to the techocha they're going to get and do tshuva properly. We find by Adam Rishon in the Gan Eden a similar thought. The Medrash says in Parshas Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Adam Rishon v'atah, the Parshas says now I'm going to have to ask him to leave the Gan because he might eat from the Eitz HaChaim. So the Medrash says, the Bereshit says to Adam, "Atah en atah el tshuva." The word "atah" now means tshuva, like the pasuk says, "Vatayso Moshe Makav Hashem Imokim Yira." And he says, and Adam Rishon answers that I can't do tshuva. The Bereshit says, "Okay, now I have to kick you out of Gan Eden." So the reason we left Gan Eden wasn't because the chet that we eat in Eitz HaDaas, it's because we don't know how to do tshuva properly. But over here, the pasuk is miyachad specifically to the nekuda of a lack of accepting techocha, being turning your arif to somebody. A person doesn't see nigei atzma, a person doesn't see his chesernas, a person doesn't understand where he's stuck and what his issues are. And techocha is the mila that somebody can come along and point out to you, and clarify for you, and be mochiach, and prove to you, and clarify for you that that's not a good thing what you're doing. So batzim, it's a very good thing. But our nature is that we're uncomfortable with techocha because it seems to undermine our value as human beings. That the Mishnah says in Ovis, what's the derech tov v'shidava b'ha'adam? Yeshua says chavar tov. The Rav says, what's the ma'ala v'chavar tov? K'dei shechichenu al dover sheno hogan. A chavar tov is a person who points out when we're doing something wrong. Famous maisa that when Moshe Sasser says over, he once saw two drunkards talking to each other, "Do you love me? Yes, I love you. Do you love me? Yes, I love you. Do you love me? Yes." You go back and forth. He says, "Okay, if you love me, tell me what's wrong with me." He says, "How do I know what's wrong with you?" He says, "If you really love me, you would know what's wrong with me, and you would tell me." Obviously, we shouldn't go around. The point over here is not to go start giving mustard to everybody, but the point is that when somebody does point something out to us, we understand that it's a davar tov for us. It's a very good thing for us to correct our chesernas. We're only going to grow by correcting our chesernas, and it happens at work, and somebody points it out to us, and maybe it's uncomfortable, but we understand that the end of the day, it's good he's pointing out to us, this way we can correct it and keep our job, as opposed to the person just never saying anything, and then one day firing us because we do all these things wrong. Well, so why didn't you tell me? So now, well, I was always uncomfortable telling you. You had a big time as on the boss. Why didn't you clarify so I would know that I have to correct it? So it's a gewaldige maila. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, Moshe says to Moshe, if you're not going to correct it, the person gets so stuck in it, you can't fix it later on. And since they're not the people which are going to hear it, you got to go down quickly and address it by breaking the luchos. So that's the maher. It has to be done quickly. Have a good Shabbos.